Jason Swigart back here post-game as the Pacific Tigers are honoring their seniors here on senior night post-game. Alfonso Anderson, Jeremiah Bailey, and Jordan Bell as we are joined now by head coach Shante Leggins. And you had a feeling, you were a little nervous coming into this one as we were getting ready to board the bus and knew it was going to be a dogfight, and it played out just about the way you thought it was. But your team found a way in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, got 9 straight stops. You know, that's huge. They dug deep. They did a great job. You know, Christian didn't play great. Defensively, Chica didn't play great offensively, but together they played really good. You know, those guys are huge for us. They did a good job. And so you got to make sure, you know, I didn't have a good feeling about tonight's game, to be honest. You know, it's crazy because you look at our team and you're like, okay, well, we got to play every game till like it's our last game. That's who we are. And when you get a guys, you know, some young guys and some guys who haven't been in this position before, you know, they look ahead. So they're looking ahead to Santa Clara, you know. But Mike Meadows has been in this spot before. He came in and played amazing basketball. He's been in this spot. Tyler Roberts has been in this spot before, you know what I'm saying? And so they did a great job of leading. And then you got Moses Woods who comes in and has a great game. But, you know, you really put your efforts with those guys. And then you got Chris Austin tonight with probably his best, you know, 6 assists, no turnover game. That's huge for him. And so, you know, you look at that and you see everybody contributed who played tonight. And then the guys who didn't play did a good job, too. They were talking on the bench. They were ready to go. It was an exciting time for them. And so, you know, it's fun to watch them play. And you just got to be proud of them. They 9 straight stops at the end of the game. That's exactly what wins games. And, you know, early in the season, we didn't do that. But now we have been.
And good to see Mike be able to play. I knew you felt like you were going to play him, but you never know with a back how long he was going to be able to go. He hit that first three in the first half when you kind of saw his face go back into game face, and yeah, you're like, okay, he's back.
Well, yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you got a really good player. You know, he's really good at basketball, and so, you know, you never know how it's going to be. And so, you know, after halftime, you know, I'm not a superstitious guy, but we are rolling right now. We're on 6-game winning streak, and we got our starting lineup. I'm not a superstitious guy at all, and so Mike had a good half, and so you said, hey, you know what, let's just stick with that. And we didn't want his back to tighten up, and that's why we couldn't sub him out in that second half. And so I thought he did a great job. I thought he led the guys. I thought, you know, some other players did a very good job and helped with that, with those efforts. But in a game like this, Mike stepped up when we needed him most. He had a big three. We only had one in the second half. Go Pilots, you know. We had one in the second half, and you know, that's we go for 9. I mean, you can't tell me to go 9-19 and then get the same shots in the second half and only make one, but that's what it is. And you know, we could say we played good defense. That's great.
Well, and now one more game to go in the regular season. Santa Clara, obviously the situations around not having the game against them back at the Child Center a couple of weeks ago, some rough feelings. How do you get the team to maybe utilize the energy that they feel without letting it cloud what they got to do to prepare for a very good Broncos team?
They're very good. I don't think our guys care. You know, we go play whoever's in front of us. If the roles were reversed, we'd go play. It is what it is. We've already done it twice. We've played 9 games in 19 days. We've played 3 games, our first to start the league. We're 6 games on the road out of our first 7. I mean, it is what it is. That's what league basketball is about. It's college basketball. It's fun. It's a great time. You know, you keep your guys together. You create bonds. You go on the road. You put yourself through adversity. And that's what you do. That's what college basketball is about. Some guys rather, you know, try to protect the record, try to protect whatever. I don't know what happened, you know, but it is what it is. The game was scheduled. They could have played Monday. They didn't. It is what it is. They missed the game. And so we're going to go to their place. We get to enjoy some Southern California, some sunny California weather. So that's good for us. Our guys are excited about it. Stop it in and out. Enjoy your road trip. They get to come to Portland. They could have went to Voodoo Donuts. They missed out.
And taking in a little baseball tomorrow, too. We'll stop by and see the baseball team starting their series against San Jose State.
Heck, yeah. We're going to be loud as can be. We'll probably get tossed out. That's okay.
We got practice to go to.
We got some of the guys that don't know what baseball is, some of our international guys. And then we have Coleman, who will go crazy out there. And we'll probably get us all tossed, but it's called experiences, and those are what we're getting. And so they're doing them together. You know, these are all freshmen and sophomores. They're having a great time together. It's an exciting time for us. We're getting better, you know, and at the same time, you know, we still are going to be on these guys tough because I think we can make a great run. Obviously, we have a big game on Saturday to see where we're at. They just turned their music up loud. And so, you know, it's one of those things where you're going to go enjoy our baseball team. We got to watch them beat up on Creighton. So we're going to get to come back and watch them try to beat up on the Spartans, which is going to be a lot of fun for us.
Well, what is this team, though? It's a quick turnaround because it's a 2 p.m. afternoon game. The starters and your six now continue to pile up the minutes. What's going to be most important for them here in the next 24 hours to make sure that they're refreshed and ready to go?
Well, I'm going to call Scott to see if he could change the game time to 7 p.m. Maybe that can – maybe we can do a little switcheroo there with the game time. No, I'm just kidding. No, you just got to play. You know, those guys want to play. If you told somebody in college basketball they're going to play 40 minutes, they'd be excited to do it. And so, you know, I think we'll have to play a little bit. We'll have to play some bigger bodies. I think you guys will see Zoe and V because they got a very big team. I think we'll get in foul trouble. I think we'll get whatever we want offensively. We just got to keep our legs fresh. They're one of the bottom three defensive teams, but they're one of the top three offensive teams. So we got to make sure we're getting what we're looking for. I think they'll have a good game plan, you know, and so will we. But I want our guys to go out there and have fun. You know, have a lot of fun, talk a lot, enjoy their time. It should be a solid crowd. I don't know if it's their senior night or not, but we like ruining those things.
Well, you ruined it here this evening. The first five-game in-conference winning streak for the Pilots in 13 seasons. So congratulations as you continue to end streaks with this group. It's been a lot of fun down the stretch, and they continue to develop and blossom right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, I mean, you go on the road and you beat a team like this in a game like this. This team's very talented. They got players up and down on that roster. And so when you beat a team like this on the road and then you come back and you have another huge game against Santa Clara, you're excited for your boys. And the way they played tonight is huge. And so you just got to keep pushing forward. You got to keep getting there. I know you're doing this and that, but it don't mean nothing until the end. We want to win that WCC championship, and we want to go to the NCAA tournament. That's our goal. You know, it's not all this other stuff and this, that, and the other. We want to keep getting better for that run. And, you know, it's college basketball, and anybody could beat anybody. And I know everyone has these feelings about certain teams in that Spokane area. I don't really care about that. You know, we're going to go, and we're going to play our best basketball. I'd love to play them on whenever we can if we're playing them in the championship or the semifinals. That means our team's gotten there. And so, you know, that's what you look for. And as a fan, as a coach, as a player, you always look for great opportunities. And this is a great opportunity for this bunch. I know it's new bunch. I know they're starting to gel a little bit together. You should see them in the locker room, on the bus. They're having a good time with each other. I think they're getting more open. They're talking more. If you could see Moses Woods, you guys probably would never see heard him ever his voice, but he talks a lot. Chris talks a lot now. And so that's the best part of being in this kind of situation is, you know, you get to see these guys, you know, grow as players, be comfortable with each other, and just have a good time. I'm really excited about the opportunity we have ahead of us on Saturday, and then everything else goes from there. And I hope you guys can tune in, watch us on Saturday, and I hope some of you guys can come out there and support us. And I hope we're playing. I think it's on Friday, I believe. That means we have a bye, so I hope we keep kicking butt so we get a bye. Saturday, sorry. And then we play. Yeah, let's get to Saturday, you know, and then we'll go from there. But I'm excited about everything. I can't express enough how much the alumni and the people from UP there. I got their text messages and things like that on Twitter and social media. I love this school. It's been so much fun to be a part of this year, and we're only getting this thing better. We're only getting this thing rolling, and just trust me. You know, I heard something about an elephant in 2 years and all this kind of stuff, but we're going to get there, and we're going to get better. And so as we keep getting better, we keep pushing forward. I really love this team. I'm excited and proud of what they did tonight and accomplished. It was huge.
Well, should be a fun bus ride to San Jose. We're looking forward to it. And
go ahead and talk. I was talking to one of the players walking by. Senior
that's,
night.
That's okay. Should be a fun bus ride down to San Jose. We'll see you there and get it dialed up for Saturday in Santa Clara.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I believe our women's senior night is on Saturday. Or I believe what was it?
Yeah,
tonight?
Noon. They got Pepperdine at noon on Saturday at the Child Center.
Make sure you guys get out there, enjoy that. But then I think you can make it back for around the second half of our game. So, you know, watch them, go support them. They need all the love they can get at senior night. It's been fun watching that team play. And then we're going to be rooting our tails off for the baseball team tomorrow. I appreciate all the love and support. Go Pilots.
There you go. Head coach Shante Leggins, congratulations on the win.